In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today the state celebrates what is called the President's Day, and I wanted to tell you something different and about one of our presidents named James A. Garfield, who was the president of USA for 6 months in 1881, and how his mother taught him a very important lesson when one wants to grow up to be a good and responsible adult. President Garfield was born the youngest of five children in November 1831 in a log cabin in Moreland Hills, Ohio, which is about 250 miles northeast from here. His father, named Abram Garfield, died when James was less than 2 years old, so he was reared and cared for by his mother, Eliza. And in Garfield cabin, Sunday was always respected as a day of rest. This family was not Catholic, but they held to what is called the natural law of God, always striving to give every man his fair share in the world and avoid all injustice and cheating. No labor or work was ever done on Sunday except works which were of necessity, and this rule was very carefully observed. They also read and studied the Bible, and Mrs. Garfield's rule was to read 4 chapters daily on weekdays and more on Sunday, when she formally taught it to her children in her own sensible and thoughtful manner. The children, as they often do, asked questions as well, and James, as the youngest, was especially interested about the scripture, and after he learned to read, he read them much, both on Sunday and weekdays. And one day he asked, "How do you know that this is God's book, Mother?" he asked. "Because it is not like any book that man ever wrote. You said once that Moses, Isaiah, David, Matthew, Paul, and others wrote it," James recalled his mother's explanation of different books. "Yes, that is true. They did write it, but they wrote it as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They could not have written it without God's help. They wrote just what God told them by His Spirit to write." James further inquired, "And that is why you call it God's book, is that so?" "Yes, He is the author of it, although He directed men to write it and guided them also in doing it." "Are all the stories in the Bible true stories?" "Yes, every one of them is a true story." It is probable that James and his brothers and sisters received more real valuable lessons to assist in formation of good habits and to establish noble purposes in their small cabin than the children of many other families in the school system operated by the state. Mrs. Garfield often remarked, "Never be afraid to do what is right. The biggest coward in the world is the man who is afraid to do right." James remarked, "I shouldn't think men would be afraid to do right." And she answered, "I shouldn't think boys would be afraid to do right." And when she saw that James scarcely thought there was an opportunity for this sort of bravery in boyhood, she added, "Boys don't dare to do right sometimes." "When?" he inquired, as if questioning the truth of this statement. "When they don't dare to obey their mothers or teachers because their companions don't want them," answered she. "If you don't begin to stand up for the right when you are young, you never will when you are old. Then a cowardly boy is as contemptible as a cowardly man, obey your mother and teacher, even if all your companions laugh at you. I do, answered James. Yes, I think you do, generally, and I speak of it now, that you may give even more attention to it in the future than in the past, and grow more and more fearless to oppose wrong as you grow older. When you become a man, you will meet with many more and greater temptations than you have now, and unless you have more decision and courage, you will not be equal to the circumstances. James further said, Daniel's bravery got him into the den of lions, he said. Very true, and it was better for Daniel to be in a den of lions with God on his side than a friend of the king with God against him. If you are like Daniel in moral courage, I shall be satisfied. The lions could not devour him so long as God was his friend, and God is always the friend of those who stand by the right. Young James never had other than these lessons, which he got from his mother, about moral courage. These things which she taught him about the Bible and bravery of doing the right thing were ingrained into him in his early life. Dear children, James Garfield grew up to be a courageous man who thought of nothing but best to his family and best for his country. Remember, children, Bible, commandments, catechism, and Holy Mass and the sacraments are the only means by which you can truly separate right from wrong. Like Mrs. Garfield said to her son, the world often has different idea of what is right and what is wrong than God has. But if you stay courageous as Daniel in the den of lions, you have nothing to fear, even if the whole world is against you. In this school and in your families, you have been given daily and numerous weapons against everything which is wrong. You have families and relatives praying for you, that you may use all the sacraments, all the teaching, all the days of your education well, serving God in humility and obedience. And like she said, Mrs. Garfield, that is, when you start to learn this thing when you are young, you also grow up to be a strong and responsible adult, the one who obeys the commandments, one who does good and just to every man around him, and one who can expect to receive a plentiful reward from a God after he dies. When you follow your teachers, your parents, and your priests in separating what is good and what is right and what is wrong and what is avoidable, you do well in your life, and you are true God's little child who will grow up to be a courageous warrior and defender of Catholic faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.